Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Horace C. Michael, pastor of the Beulah Tabernacle Church, and we welcome you to our Tuesday evening Pastoral Connect prayer and Bible study. This is Tuesday, October 13th in the year of 2020, and we have assembled ourselves with the spirit of expectation as we come before the Lord our God, the creator of the ends of the earth, who has ordained that we should come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to a night of breakthrough prayer. We welcome you to a night of victory prayer. We welcome you to the power of God moving in the midst of a unified people who have put themselves in God's hand and have committed themselves to the ministry of prayer, believing that God is yet in the miracle working business. For those that pray can expect a miracle. Our basis, our biblical basis for our prayer tonight is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 13 through 18, and 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. I'm going to give you a moment to open up your Bible, to get your notebook. As you know, I have often admonished you to take notes during our prayer call, take notes anytime you're in a service, when the Word of God is being shared through teaching ministry or the preaching ministry, because the Lord is about to say something to you. Get your pen and paper, get your Bible, and let us prepare to hear the voice of God. Again, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 13 through 18 tonight, along with 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Tonight, I will be accompanied in this intercessory prayer by the ministers of Beulah Tabernacle, Minister Hezekiah Tinley and Minister Seth Tinley will be joining in the prayer leading tonight, and we bless the Lord for them. Sons of Beulah Tabernacle, sons of the Most High God, instruments in the hand of God, like a mighty burning fire to bring the word of God to the masses. Sons of Thunder, our very own Sons of Thunder, will be joining in the prayer leading tonight as they are called upon in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 13 through 18, and then to be immediately followed by 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 2 Chronicles 20, 13 through 18, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, Before the wilderness of Jeruel, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. 1 John 5 and 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Let us prepare our hearts and our minds to go before the Lord in prayer. As I lead this prayer, I don't want you to be there in silence. Even though your phone is muted, I need you to join in with me in this prayer. So open up your mouth, entreat your God. Let us go before the Lord together. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Father, in Tayaraboshanda, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your name and we thank you right now. Oh God, you are the God that woke us up this morning and you started us on our way. You breathed upon us the breath of life and you allowed us to continue on. We thank you that you woke us up this morning clothed in our right minds. Thank you, oh God, for the breath that we breathe, for the blood running warm in our veins. Thank you that we had a roof over our heads. And thank you even today for the fast and for what we were able to consume. We thank you for being a faithful God who supply our every need according to your riches in glory. By Christ Jesus, we thank you, God, for the forgiveness of our sins and that we don't have to go around with guilt on our lives because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Thank you. Hallelujah, that our sins are forgiven and we've been made free. Thank you that the devil has no claim on us emotionally, spiritually, or even physically. Thank you that you broke the chains that once held us. You destroyed the yoke that once bound us. And tonight we thank you for liberty in the Holy Ghost. Thank you that they that the Son has set free is free indeed. Thank you that we can declare our victory in Jesus. Thank you that you have made us meet. You made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Thank you that you have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us in Jesus. He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made your righteousness. Thank you that we've got it on us tonight. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you that we are members of the kingdom of God. Thank you that you've never left us, that you've been by our side every step of the way. Thank you that you've been faithful. Hallelujah. And it's because of your mercies that we are not consumed, because your compassions, they fail not. They are renewed every morning. And tonight we open our mouths to declare, great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Thank you that you've been right by our side. You've been a paracletos. You've been an advocate. Hey, you've been a way maker. You've been a door opener. You've been a burden bearer. You've been a heavy load sharer. You've been wisdom in the wilderness. You've been a holler when the war was on us. We thank you that you are our victory shout. When the host shall rise against us, our hearts did not fear, because you were right by our side. And tonight we thank you. Lord, somebody on this line is opening up their mouth to give you praise in spite of what we've been through, in spite of what we've encountered, in spite of what we're going through. We give you thanks. We thank you that we can praise you now. Hallelujah. We've learned how to trust you. We've learned how to turn things over to you. We've learned how to walk with you. Hallelujah. Thank you that you've lifted us. Thank you that you've wiped tears from our eyes. Thank you that you were able to be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. God, you made yourself like us in the person of Jesus Christ, so that you can feel what we feel, you can experience what we experience, you can go through what we've been through, and you can turn around and tell us, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Lord, we're grateful. Hallelujah. Grateful that we have a roof over our heads. Grateful that there's food on the table. Grateful that there's clothes on our backs. Grateful that our bed didn't turn into a cooling board. That we woke up on a bed and we didn't go into eternity. You gave us one more chance. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. Thank you for one more chance. You gave us a chance to get it right. You gave us a chance to praise you right. You gave us a chance to love one another right. You gave us another chance. Thank you tonight for another chance. Oh God, we thank you for being the God that watches over us. Thank you for working in my spirit. Hallelujah, to make me a brand new creature. Thank you, Lord. I'm not the old man that I was. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Lord, we recognize the new creation realities. We were once in sin, but we are free from it tonight. We were once the slaves of sin, but tonight we are free from it. We praise you. We were once under a curse, but the curse is lifted. Hallelujah. Now favor is upon me. Grace goes before me. Goodness and mercy is following me. Grace and peace is multiplied. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for working on the inside. Thank you for revealing yourself to us on the inside. Thank you for working on the inside in ways that no one understands. You open up our eyes to see your glory working on the inside. You open up our spiritual eyes to understand that it is God in us
working both to will and to do of your own good pleasure. Lord, have your way. You're working in our minds that our minds might be transformed. You're working in our thoughts so that our thoughts come under obedience to your word. You're working in our thoughts so that we learn how to walk. Hallelujah. Not in fear. Lord, I thank you. You're teaching us how to walk without making excuses. Thank you. You told us, Lord God, to put our minds on you, put our minds on your word, to understand the power of rebuking the demonic thoughts and replacing it with your word. It's not enough for us to rebuke the devil and to rebuke evil thoughts. You told us that we got to fill the void. We've got to fill the mental void. We've got to fill that mental space. It's not enough to rebuke the devil, but we must submit to your word. Hey, hey, hey. You say unto us, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee. You've given us divine strategy. You've given us a blueprint for victory. You've given us a roadmap to lead us from the doldrums of defeat to the vistas of victory. And even in our body, you operate in us to bring healing where sickness is, deliverance where infirmity is. Hey, tonight, somebody is thanking you for their healing. Tonight, Lord, somebody is praising you for your keeping power. Tonight, somebody is giving you glory because their body is subjected to you. Hallelujah. Our body is not for the devil. Our body is not for fornication. It's not for adultery. It's not for drugs and alcohol. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you dwell in us. We are your dwelling place. You tabernacle amongst your people in buildings not made with hands. And tonight we're grateful, and we give you praise. We silence the rocks tonight. No rocks crying out for us. We put the silence to the rocks. And we praise you for ourselves. Our praise is our offering. We give it to you, Lord, as a sweet smelling savor. We offer up our praise as a sweet smelling incense. Hallelujah. We are the incense of God. We give you our praise as a witness that you're going to take care of it, that it's already done, that you are yet in charge. You are large and in charge. Our praise is our witness. Our praise is our offering. And we give you praise and raise it up as a weapon. Hallelujah. We're grateful that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not weak. They are not ineffective, but the weapons of our warfare are mighty through you. When we give you praise, we give you space. When we give you praise, we give you room. Somebody right now is giving you room to work in their house, giving you room to work in their home, giving you room to work in their situation. My praise makes room for you. Hallelujah. We may not understand it, but we praise you anyhow. We may not see the way, but we praise you anyhow, because we'll understand it better. by and by. Lord, I thank you. What you've been to us. Lord, you've been our God. You've been our El Shaddai. You've been our El Elyon. You've been our Adonai. You've been our Yahweh. But more than those, you've been a covenant God. A God that's made himself known to us, that's revealed himself to us in the midst of life's experiences. You are our covenant God. Hey. You've put us in a place where we can get to know you in measure like you know us, for you know us by name. Hallelujah. And because you know me by my name, you want me to know you by your name. And tonight we thank you that you are our covenant God. You are our Jehovah Nissi. You are our Jehovah Raha. You are our Jehovah Rapha. You are our Jehovah Shammah. You are our Jehovah Tiskanu. You are our Jehovah McKinney. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our Jehovah Shalom. You are our Jehovah Sabaoth. But most of all, tonight, we thank you for the ultimate name of covenant. Our Jehovah is salvation. Thank you for being our Yeshua. Thank you for being our Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is the name. You've given it to us for power. You've given it to us for glory. You've given it to us for salvation. You've given it to us for victory. And tonight we hold on to that name. We say the name. We thank you for the name. We thank you for the nature. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ. Tonight, Lord, somebody needs your holding hand. Tonight, Lord, somebody needs your comforting hands. Tonight, Lord, somebody needs your hand of mercy. Tonight, Lord, somebody needs your voice of cheer. And just the time we need you. Tonight we declare you're always near. Thank you. We're in the garden with you. We're in the garden. We come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice we hear drawing on our ear. The Son of God discloses, Lord, speak. Even on this line, speak even through this prayer, speak even through your instruments, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as our sons come before you to continue this prayer tonight. Lord, look on Minister Hezekiah as he comes. Look on Minister Seth as he comes, as they come in that order. Lord, let their be a release tonight like never before. Let there be a demonstration of your power like never before. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I thank you. We're about to go higher, higher, higher. We're about to go higher, higher, higher. Lord, look on and now use your son Hezekiah as he leads us on further into the throne of grace with prayer and exhortation in Jesus' mighty name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, O God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for how you are allowing us, O God, even on this call tonight. Father, I even pray, Lord, that those that are in need of a healing, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, that your healing virtue will take over their bodies right now, over their minds, over their hearts, over their spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, all of us hurt, oh God. All of us have a place in our heart, oh God, a place in our bodies, oh God, that hurts us, oh God, even if it's our spirit, even if it's our emotions, oh God, mentally, oh God, physically, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, oh God, that your healing virtue will come over their lives right now. For you were wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that you sent your word and it healed them. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that your word will heal, that your word will set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I glorify you even right now. Oh, God, I pray over that person, oh, God, that might even be doubting their healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, allow them to have faith with you, oh, God. Allow them to have faith in you until it's manifested. And even before it's manifested, allow their faith to not fail them. In the name of Jesus, as they wait on you, you said in your word, wait on you and be of good courage, and you will strengthen our heart. And Father, tonight, I pray, Lord, that you will strengthen somebody's heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the enemy of their soul that would try to bring in doubt. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak against the enemy of their mind that would try to tell them that they're not healed, that would try to tell them that they're going to stay like this forever, that's going to tell them that they will never, ever be what they want to be. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now over that hurting heart that was hurt, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you will bring healing like only you can. Oh God, hallelujah. The doctors can't bring the healing that we need. A nurse can't bring the healing that we need. It's only in you, oh God, that we can have the healing that we need. Oh God, it is found in you. It is found in your, oh God, your broken body for us. It is found, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even for that woman, it was found, oh God, at the hem of your garment. Oh God, at the lowest place where all the dirt was there, the healing virtue of God was wrapped on the bottom piece. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, oh God, that healing belongs to us. That, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that even as the dirt was on the bottom, on the hem of the garment, you allowed her to, oh God, hallelujah, to relate to even the dirt in her life, and it healed her. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that you are healed, that you are set free, and that you are delivered right now according to our faith. And I thank you tonight. I glorify you tonight. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. And I thank you tonight. I speak to that person right now. Be healed, be delivered, and be set free. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is so. And we believe him tonight. Saints of God, I just want to declare to you, I know that sometimes you can't really talk about something unless you've been through it yourself. And I just want to declare to you, people of God, that I remember there was a time where I was never hospitalized. I was never hospitalized. I've never went into the hospital, never was there for over a day. And there was a time, people of God, where I was walking in my house and I felt something in my leg. I felt something in my leg. And, you know, because I'm so young, I decided, you know, I'm not going to go to the hospital. You know, I'm just going to walk it out. Maybe I just pulled something. I was playing basketball the day before. And amen, praise the name of God. I walked on it for about 2 weeks and the pain was just getting more and more serious. And so I decided to go to the doctor. When I went to the doctor, I thought it was just something I pulled, and I was putting Icy Hot on it every night. And I was just, you know, doing all of that. And praise the name of God, after I did all of that, I went to the hospital. When I went to the hospital, they said emergency care, the urgent care. And I went there and they were just closing. So they sent me to the X-ray to get an ultrasound. I went to get an ultrasound and I was scared. I didn't know what was happening, but I knew I had this pain in my leg. And so they took the ultrasound. And when they took the ultrasound, praise the name of God, I got a call from the doctor. And I was on the phone with the doctor. And the doctor said, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you have two blood clots in your leg. You have two blood clots in your leg in two different places of your leg. They call it DVTs. I forgot what that acronym means, but I remember when I heard what the doctor was saying, I just couldn't, I had no reaction. I was sitting there hearing what he was saying, and tears just began to flow down my face. And I remember I was mad. I was mad. I said, God, you, why? Why is this happening right now? And I remember walking from the person that did my ultrasound. I remember from walking from that doctor's office to the parking lot where my car was. And I remember I couldn't barely walk, could not really stand for very long. And I remember walking to the car, and I remember that I said, you know what, Lord, this is what's happening, but I believe you. I have faith. The blood clots did not come to tear up my faith. Let me just declare that to somebody tonight. Whatever it is that is hurting you does not come to tear up your faith. It comes to build your faith. Your hurt comes to build faith. Your hurt does not come to tear and to destroy you. Now, it's the enemy's job to try to destroy you, because he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But you have to understand that your hurt is there to heal you. My God, your hurt is there to bring something out of you that wasn't there. Your hurt is there to bring a faith in God that is way stronger, that is way wiser and better than it was before. And here it is. I remember sitting in the hospital, and somebody came up to me and told me that you're not going to, I had to preach the week of, and I couldn't barely walk. And I was trying to say in my head, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I kept seeing a vision of me walking down the church I was going to preach at on the side. I kept seeing a vision. And praise the name of God, the person came to my bed and they said, you know, with people that have blood clots, they're usually in the hospital for 2 weeks. So you might have to tell that person to reschedule. I said, you know, my faith in God was like, no, I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I remember the doctor came into the room and said, you can go home tonight. I said, what? They didn't realize why I had the blood clot. Matter of fact, it was because I was doing a lot of driving. It wasn't hereditary. It wasn't anything wrong with my blood. Everything was good. And I remember I went home. And after I went home, they told me that I had to take either Tylenol or Motrin. And they said that Motrin and Tylenol, one of them, I forgot which one it was, if I took it for the pain, it might even cause eternal bleeding. When I heard that, I said, all right, Lord. What I'm going to do is I'm not going to take any Tylenol, any Motrin. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do what the old people told me. I'm going to have some oil and I'm going to anoint my leg every night. And saints of God, let me declare to you that every night I soaked my leg in oil. And when I woke up the next morning, I was able to walk a little bit better than the day before. And it got to the point where on that Sunday, I was able to preach and I didn't feel any pain in my leg. I just want to declare to somebody tonight that if you have faith in God, you can be healed from any situation you're in. If you have faith in God, you can be healed. Into the hands of Minister Seth.
Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. Lord, we worship you and we honor you. We thank you for Minister Hez allowing us to know of your healing power, Lord. I thank you for the healing testimonies that are on this Zoom call. I praise you, oh God, because I know if you didn't just heal Hez. I know, Father God, that you've healed so many more. I know that you healed even me, Father God. I thank you that you sent your word and you healed them. I believe that your word can heal families. I believe your word can heal finances. I believe your word can heal relationships. I believe your word can heal careers. But Father God, not only do we have healing, but I thank you for victory. Hallelujah. I give your name glory because we have victory, not just healing on every hand, but we have victory on every hand. Your word declares, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for victory. Hallelujah. In our families. I I thank you for victory in our careers. I thank you for victory in our finances. I thank you for victory in relationships. I thank you for victory in every area of our lives. I thank you, oh God. I give your name glory. I give your name honor. And I give your name praise. Bless us now, Father God, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, oh God. We declare and we decree and we pray in the name of Jesus that you illuminate our lives even now through your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. I want to give honor to God, to my pastor, my bishop, Bishop Horace C. Michael, for even allowing me this opportunity to bring you the word of God. I want to exhort from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58 for a quick 5 minutes, and I will be out of your way in Jesus' name. The word of the Lord reads likewise, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For the next 5 minutes, I want to speak to you from the topic, the misconception of victory. The misconception of victory. The book of 1 John was written, I also wanted to lift up 1 John. I wanted to uplift our theme scripture for the year. Our theme, as we know, was all I see is victory. And the word from 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 reads likewise, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The book of 1 John was written by the Apostle John, the brother of Jesus Christ, not to be confused by John the Baptist, who was the cousin of Jesus Christ. This book was written approximately 90 AD. And the reason why John wrote this book was to reassure Christians in their faith and to counter false teachings. There were a lot of influential people and teachers that taught that Jesus wasn't the true Messiah and the true King. The Apostle John, being an eyewitness to the life, the death, the resurrection, and the ascendance of Jesus Christ, wrote this book to give light to the confused and or the wavering saints. I think that that's important to bring up, because what we see and how we feel can sometimes sway our persuasion on a matter. If you follow basketball, for example, no one's seen Miami taking or making it to the finals. Definitely no one had them winning the series, let alone winning the game. But after they won their second game in the series, you began to see people's persuasion on the matter change. And we can even look into the history of boxing and some of the historical events of boxing. We can look into Mike Tyson versus Buster Douglas. We can even look into Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman. No one gave Buster Douglas or Muhammad Ali a chance at winning. But as the bouts progressed and moved forward, people whose persuasion was sure had began to hang in the balance of the match. That's a point, because sometimes victory has a misconception to it. What we see and how we feel may not always align with what we know to be true. And beloved, we have to learn how to live by our convictions in spite of what may be going on externally on the outside of our lives. I want to say that again. We have to learn how to live off of our convictions in spite of what may be going on externally on the outside of our lives. Let's look at the life of Christ. The fact of the matter is this: Christ didn't win the victory healing the sick. Christ didn't win the victory by raising the dead. Christ didn't win the victory by healing blinded eyes. He won the victory by dying. Yeah, he won the victory by dying. I'll say that again. He won the victory by dying. He literally went to hell and the grave, and he took the keys from them, and he won the victory. And beloved, I want to tell you how much it is imperative for you to understand this. Victory, if you want to be victorious, you're going to have to be willing to go through some hell. Glory to God. You have to be willing to go through some hell if you really want to be victorious. Glory to the name of God. Nothing Jesus went through looked or felt like victory, but he was victorious nevertheless. And even while going through what he went through, he knew he was victorious. And some of you, I want to end. I don't want to go beyond the time that I was given. Glory to the name of God. Some of you been feeling defeated in 2020. Some of you been feeling defeated in your family. Some of you been feeling defeated in your health. Some of you have been feeling defeated in your finances. Some of you have been feeling defeated in your career, even in your relationships, and even for some of you in your ministry. Hallelujah. And my prayer for you is this today, that your faith fails you not. Because victory, beloved, is not a feeling. Glory to the name of God. Victory is not a feeling. I'm going to say that again. Victory is not a feeling. Glory to God. It's a way of being. Glory to God. When you're living with Jesus, oh God, this is good to me. When you're living with Jesus on the inside of you, there's no misconception to victory. I know I titled this whole thing The Misconception of Victory, but when you're living with Jesus, there is no misconception with victory. There's no misconception to it. Glory to the name of God. Because when you're living with Jesus, you live the victorious life. I'm going to say that again. When you live with Jesus, you live the victorious life. And we live by this victory. We live by this conviction. Praise the name of God. Bishop told us, I believe it was early November or early December of last year. He told us what our theme for 2020 would be, not knowing what we was going to go through, not knowing what we was going to face. Bishop told us the theme for 2020 would be, all I see is victory. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Father, we bless your name tonight, and we thank you for the word that has been shared. We thank you for the heartfelt admonition and the heartfelt intercession that has been shared by your sons tonight. Thank you, Lord, that even through them, there is some healing being manifested right now. Thank you, Lord, that even through them, there is a restoration that's taking place right now. Thank you, Lord, that even through these vessels, Lord God, that you're restoring right now. You're restoring our focus. You're restoring our faith. You're restoring our fight. Hallelujah. Lord God, work in here. Bring a healing to the focus. Bring a healing to faith that's been wounded. Bring a healing to those that may have felt defeated, and bring back the fight. Tonight we call forth for the fight in them. We call forth for the focus and the faith and the fight in every man, in every woman, in every young person on this line. Those who are heavy, those who are discouraged, feeling the weight of going through. Lord, I pray that you turn the weight of the burden into a weight of glory. Lord God, let them feel your virtue. Let them feel your power. Let them feel your presence. No, not in the flesh, but let them feel it in the Holy Ghost. Let them feel it in a fresh wind blowing. Let them feel it in a fresh fire burning. Lord, send a fresh wind. Send a fresh fire. As we walk in obedience to your word, let the wind blow. As we walk in obedience to your word, let the fire fall. Applying the principles of your word to our everyday situation, because faith without works is dead. I thank you for a resurrection taking place right now. I thank you for moving deformed lives of the defeated into the transformed lives of the conquerors. Hey, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Tonight, thank you for the words that were spoken. Thank you for the prayers that were prayed. Thank you for the praises being released. Somebody
Somebody is releasing a new praise right now. Somebody is releasing a new praise right now. They're releasing it in their bedroom, releasing it in their kitchen, releasing it in their den, releasing it in their car, releasing it in their home. Lord, I thank you for the glory cloud. Thank you for the glory cloud that's descending on us right now, even as we pray. Thank you, Lord, that the battle is not ours, but the battle, it belongs to you. Hey, thank you for raising up a voice tonight to remind us to not be dismayed by the reason of a great multitude, because the battle is not ours, but the battle belongs to you. You've given us divine instruction, as you did it to those of Judah and Jerusalem. You told them, go down against them. They had to get up and do something. Lord, I thank you that you're giving us divine strategy. You're giving us divine strategy. We got to have a strategy. Lord God, I thank you. You told them through Jehaziel. You told them to set themselves, move into position. You told them to stand still, quiet up their hearts, and shut up their mouths, and see the salvation of the Lord with them, because the outcome is in God's hands. Salvation belongeth to God. Ishataya, Lord, I thank you. You told them that the Lord would be with you. And tonight, Lord, as Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and as all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before you worshiping, tonight we give you our worship. We bow our knees. We humble our hearts. We bring ourselves into a prostrate state, because we know the battle is yours. The victory belongs to me, but the battle belongs to you. We confess it right now. For whosoever is born of you overcometh the world. And this is that victory that overcomes the world. Our faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear us while we pray. Take all our sin away. Lord, let me from this day be wholly thine. Somebody needs to repent tonight. Somebody needs to get it right tonight. Somebody needs to say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I've been messing up. Lord, I've been playing games. But tonight the game is over. Hallelujah. We're not going backwards, but we're going forward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for moving us to the other side of this battle. Woo! Thank you tonight. Lord God, you're taking us to the other side. Somebody is getting a revelation. Somebody is getting an insight. Somebody is understanding your will. Somebody is saying yes to that will. Somebody is saying, Lord, have your way. Somebody is giving you a yes. No discussion. No debate. Lord, just renovate. Work on me, Jesus. Work on my mind, work in my heart, work in my soul. Wake me up to see you. Wake my spirit up, Lord. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Morning is when we wake up. Lord God, tonight, let there be a wake up right now. Lord, we thank you for using this battle for your glory. Thank you for using this battle for your glory. Lord, you're the God that never gets caught off guard of a battle. You know that it's coming. You shake out of the Oshanda. Thank you for being a God that's never lost a battle. You've got power over every enemy. And tonight, Lord, we also want to thank you that you've never wasted a battle. You use what the enemy meant for evil, to reveal to us more of your goodness and your amazing grace and your indefatigable brilliant imbalance. You are the brilliant battle master. Battle master, lead me through it. Battle master, speak to my heart. Battle master, guide my spirit. Battle master, in all my ways. We acknowledge you tonight that you might direct our path. And now tonight, we come because your word gives us access. We come because the blood of Jesus gives us access. We come because the spirit and bride say, come. Lord, everything of you points to everything of us. And you say, come, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You said, come, come without money, come without price. For the table of the Lord is spread, and the feast of the Lord is going on. Break out right now on this line. Break out right now in that home. Break out right now in that family. Break out right now in that person. Break out right now in that man. Break out right now in that woman. Break out right now in that young person. Break out and break through. Every breakout leads to the breakthrough. Lord, we're coming out. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us tonight. We come together agreeing that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We thank you that you say to us that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Tonight, somebody open your mouth and say, it shall be done. I need you to confess it in your home, even in the midst of this prayer. It shall be done. Think about your situation right now, and I need you to confess out of your mouth, it shall be done. Think about your children. It shall be done. Think about your family. It shall be done. Think about your marriage. It shall be done. Think about your education. It shall be done. Think about your future. It shall be done. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hey, hey, hey. And where two or three are gathered together, in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You said it, God. Now do it. You said it, Father. The words have gone forth out of your mouth. It ain't coming back void. Do it, Lord. Work right now. Move right now. Let the gifts of healing be manifest. Let the gifts of the Spirit come alive in your people. I know we're not together, but Lord, show us how to work together. Show us how to bind the enemy together. Show us how to be apart and yet together. Hallelujah. I bless you tonight, Lord, for the meeting and the gathering of your people. Thank you for every testimony of healing. Thank you for the testimony of victory. And tonight, Lord, we understand the test must come, but now we thank you for the victory in spite of the test. Before the battle is over, I need somebody on this line now to open up your mouth and praise God like it's already done. I need you to open up your mouth. I'm going to ask you, for those that will, you can unmute yourself and begin to give God praise. Let's lift the voices of the victorious.
Let us hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Victory has a sound. Faith has a sound. Hey, Yarabushanda. Hey, there's a sound of victory. There's a sound of conquering. There's a sound of deliverance. There's a sound of the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hey, if you've been redeemed, you need to say it tonight. If you've been blood-washed, you ought to say it tonight. If there's victory, if you've got it, you need to let your voice be heard. Somebody needs to hear it. Father, right now, we bless your name, and we thank you for this night of intercession. We thank you for this night of victory prayer. We thank you for this night of healing testimony. We thank you for this night of victory testimony. And so through this prayer, we release your power now, and we commend these, your precious people, into your hand, the hand of a God who will not let them go. We loose the power of God through our prayer. We release the power of victory through our praise. We release the power of confidence in our words. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Somebody tell him hallelujah. Somebody tell him hallelujah. Somebody tell him hallelujah. Somebody tell them hallelujah. Somebody tell them hallelujah. Somebody tell them hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah is the highest praise. Let your voice be heard. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bless you. We put this in your hands, and tonight we're not going to worry about nothing that we prayed about anymore. We're not going to worry about nothing that we prayed about. We're not going to worry about nothing that we prayed about. We pray, and those that pray can expect a miracle. We receive that miracle now, and we call this done as we heed the call of corporate prayer.
that is not subject to the limitations of a physical building, but we are the church of the living God. Beloved, hold on to God's word. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It's not by power. It's not by might. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord. It is God at work in you. It is God at work in us. It is God at work. God is at work. God bless you. Be encouraged in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will give an opportunity for you to share your praise tonight, even unmuting yourself to give God praise and glory, that your voices may be heard yet again. Open your mouth, beloved. Let the people of God give God praise. Open your mouths. Open your mouths. Unmute your phones. Unmute your devices. And give God praise. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise
ye the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Praise you, Lord God. You're worthy to be praised, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you.
Victory.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you. My life. You fought in every battle.
Glory.
You fought every battle in my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for the sound of victory, and we bless the name of God for all of you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Here now cometh the ending of our prayer. And God bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.